most of the rules that we're talking about right now, as EPA is saying, are not compliant with federal law, are rules and regulations, and in some cases statutes adopted by the legislature, that have been industry driven to either make the permitting process easier for industry, less regulation, more flexibility for them to operate as they choose, or instances in which the public has been restricted or even cut out of the process. A perfect example is the issue about flexible permits. Flexible permit is, in effect, a bubble over a whole facility, and as long as you stay within that bubble, you can do anything basically you want within it. And EPA said that's not acceptable. You cannot have a bubble type permit. Well, that was an industry initiative 14 years ago. You're going to hear a lot now saying, well, you know, this has been going on for 14 years, and all of a sudden EPA is now coming in and say you can't do it anymore. Well, EPA never said you could do it from the beginning. They never approved those rules 14 years ago, which is a problem, I admit. But industry got it in place and proceeded to rely on it. And now when the EPA is coming in and saying flexible permits are not compliant with federal law, industry is going to yell and scream. And so it's going to cause some major upheaval, if you will. You've got industries out there that have got flexible permits that if they have to get a new permit today with the new technologies that are in place and the new standards in place, it's either going to cost them a tremendous amount of money to upgrade their facilities, or they're going to have to change their operations to be able to get down to the new standards, or they're going to go out of business. And ironically enough, industry sued the EPA to make a decision on all these pending rules that were there for the last 14 years. Well, now EPA is making that decision, and industry is the one that's going to take it on the chin.